you need to do. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Just begin to follow your breathing. Becoming aware of the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Becoming aware of the rhythm of your breath, how easily it flows all by itself without any effort on your part. It just happens. As you're aware of the rhythm of your breath, and the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Also become aware that your breath connects you to the rhythm of the planet, the ebb and flow of the tides, the waxing and waning of the moon, and the change of the seasons, all connected to the rhythm of life, the rhythm of your breath. And as we gather here together, as we've been blessed, so we blessed one another to be a blessing. And as you breathe in and breathe out, this breath we share with all the breathes. Feel the love of the universe flowing through this community into you and out into the universe again. Let the love of all the universe flow outward in its height, its depth, its broad extent, understanding that you are more than you know and more beloved than you know. So as you breathe, take up what power is yours to create a safe haven, to make of earth a heaven for you. And for others, and for those in need. Give hope to those you encounter that they may know safety from inner and outer harm. Be happy, be at peace, healthy, strong, caring, and joyful. Be the blessing that you already are. That is enough. Understanding you are the creator of your life. And today we will affirm that you have the ability to create your own life. You no longer need to be shaped by the hands of people who don't have your best interests at heart, either in this lifetime or previous lifetimes. You no longer need to be the product of a dysfunctional upbringing. Your inner child deserves better than that. You are the writer of your book of life. You can edit, delete, change, and expand. You are the sculptor using the clay, and you can add a piece here, take away another piece over there. You can build up areas that are weak, thin out areas that are dense and impenetrable. And should you so choose, you can create an inner structure that allows you to be freestanding. Understand now, your possibilities are endless. You may never be finished creating yourself, always in a state of becoming. And as you follow your breath, breathing in and breathing out, I'm going to count from 1 to 20 and allow each number to take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Every third out breath, allowing your body to totally and completely let go. Counting down now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Deeper down, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Down, down, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And find yourself in your safe place, whatever that looks like, whatever that feels like, inside or outside. Warm or cool. It's just a place you can go to at any time. It's your safe place. It belongs to you. And find somewhere to sit and relax in your safe place. Become aware of any fragrance or any sounds, maybe birds singing or music that's pleasant to the ears. And relax, knowing that your possibilities are endless. Because at this time, you're choosing to take the very best parts of yourself through time, space, dimensions, and perceptions. Understanding you may never finish creating yourself, always in a state of becoming. That's right. You allow yourself now to explore the archetypes of the past, yourself in the different roles you came to learn and grow and flourish in this lifetime. Ask with great respect and humility your guide and your higher self to join us here in this place of learning, this space around a table of wisdom and perspective. Call upon these parts of you, the archetypes of perspective which became so that you could learn the soul lessons. Each one of these became part of you for the healing and growth for your higher self. Ask them to come forward now at this time so that you may learn from them yet again. But only those parts or archetypes that allow you to grow and flourish in this lifetime. Those parts which add value, kindness, awareness, and knowing to the light you share. Those parts which allow you to release all negative, toxic, and blocking energy. We ask now, in the name of all there is, of the Creator, for these parts of you, these archetypes, these personalities and perspectives, to make themselves known to you now. You may feel them entering, you may see them. As you become aware of different figures or energy centers which represent the different parts or archetypes of you from your past lives. Some of these may be showing as pure golden light or colors or white light. They may take the form of a human or an animal or shifting energy centers. However they show, invite and allow these parts to come forward to take a seat at this table, your table of wisdom. As you look around the table, your guide is at your side, and you become aware of which archetypes, which personalities, which perspectives have made themselves known to you. And you may also become aware that your inner child is seated at the table, just smiling and watching. And learning and growing and bringing joy. Maybe you can see the energies of these past lives part of you, or maybe you perceive one or many, or maybe you don't sense or see the ones I'm going to list. Maybe you see or perceive others, but take your time and search for these past life parts of you. Your list may or may not include, for instance, the orphan who's ever forever worried about being left behind or ignored and spends their whole life aiming to please just to be accepted. Or you may see the hero always wanting to be seen as strong and confident, but fearful of appearing vulnerable. Maybe it's the caregiver who always wants to help others to the point of martyrdom. And sometimes they're exploited, but they do have compassion and generosity. Maybe you have the rebel who seeks freedom and fears powerlessness. Maybe at your table you have the lover who desires intimacy and relationships with people, with work and surroundings, whose greatest fear is being alone and unloved. The visionary may be seated at your table. This is the energy that makes things happen, but can defeat its own purpose through a drive for perfection and for dreaming without action. Maybe you have a sage, a teacher, a wise one. Welcome them to the table, knowing that sometimes all they do is think and don't act, but their thoughts and wisdom can be helpful. You may also have the magician who understands the fundamental laws of the universe and shows as a shaman or a healer. And lastly, on my list, but not necessarily yours, there is the victim. You may have a part of you that shows up as a victim, who experiences life as a given with no sense of self-power. Have a look around your table, and there may be, and hopefully there will be, others that I haven't mentioned sitting at the table representing those parts of you from previous lifetimes. You may have many, or maybe just one or two. Take your time and recognize these archetypes that have traveled with you through time, space, and dimension. Acknowledge each one. Welcome each one with grateful thanks for taking the place at your wisdom table. And while you're there, just notice your table. What's it made of? Is it round or oblong or square? Just become aware of the type of table you have invited these beings to be with you. Now prepare to ask and receive wisdom and understanding from each one of these loving and generous beings. Move toward the group and that part of you that's been with you the longest through many, many lifetimes. Maybe it's the victim or the orphan or the caregiver or the wise one. Turn to them with humility, an open heart, and ask without judgment or presupposition. Ask with great respect and humility. Ask, what changes do you need to make to fully receive the gift of your energy in my current life? Listen now with an open heart and mind for the answer. You may hear the answer or feel it or just know it. And when you receive the answer, let that answer enter your wisdom center, which is in your higher heart. Now ask, what is in within me that's been blocking your pure beneficial manifestation in my life? And again, listen with an open heart and mind for the answer. You may feel it or hear it or just know it. Allow the energy of the answer to flow toward you, to envelop who you are, blessing and healing and educating. Most of all, releasing all limitations, transforming and integrating all that is of value from your past self into your today self, your today being. Now, and when you're ready, turn to the next being at the table and ask the same. Ask without judgment or presupposition, with great respect and humility. What changes do I need to make to fully receive the gift of your energy and guidance in my life? And listen with an open heart and mind for the answer. And ask then without judgment or presupposition, what is it within me that has been blocking your pure beneficial manifestation in my life? And again, listen with an open heart and mind for the answer. You may hear it, feel it, or just know it. And allow this energy to flow toward you, to envelop who you are. Blessing, healing, educating, releasing all limitations, transforming and integrating all that is of value from your past self into your today me. Now. And make your way around your table. Each part of you, each archetype from your past lives. Ask and receive. Ask each being around your wisdom table. Great respect and humility. What changes do I need to make to fully receive your gift of energy and guidance in my life? With each one, listen to with an open heart and mind for the answer. And again, you may hear it or feel it or just know it. And when you've received that answer, pause and let that answer enter your wisdom center, which is your higher heart. And when you've received that answer, ask, what is it within me that's been blocking your pure beneficial manifestation in my life? And again, and each time, listen with an open heart and mind for the answer. You may hear the answer or feel it or just know it. And each time, round the table, your wisdom table, ask and receive. Ask and receive. I will be quiet and count from 1 to 20 to allow you to accomplish this. 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Complete your questions. Allow this to happen as each past life part of you shares the wisdom, the traits, and the understandings, and the blessings from previous times. Absorb this information at a deep cellular level for your highest good, releasing all past blockages and hindrances from allowing you to be your true magnificence. Now, give grateful thanks to those parts of you that have journeyed through many lifetimes with you. Now that you've absorbed their wisdom, you no longer need to carry them. They're free to return to the universal energy, and your energy is free to become complete for you now, at this time, in this lifetime, to achieve your soul purpose for your highest self. Here, now. And as these old parts of you leave, you may feel a tingling, a lightness, or even a buzzing. This is a time of celebration as you come into your wholeness with a fresh, clear start, allowing you to become the best you can be, the best you choose to be for this time and place, where you are right now in this current lifetime. That's right. That's right. Soon, but not right now, but soon, we'll become forward to normal waking consciousness, bringing these magnificent life-changing gifts with you from yourself to yourself. But before you do this, experience yourself moving through future anticipated situations, guided and empowered by this new wisdom and understanding, celebrating that these parts of you have come together through time and space so that you may live your current life in celebration of the best of who you are for yourself and humanity. More and more, day by day, you experience how this coming together of your past, present, and future parts enables you to act for the highest good of yourself and all beings. You celebrate the light within you and your connection to all there is. And at this time, recognize all people, all animals, all creatures, all those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us, all beings on the earth, in the air, in the water, those being born, those dying. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, now, either side of you, behind you, above and below, and allow your heart to extend in countless ways, leaving no one out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And may any pain or negativity you're holding from the past in your spirit, mind, body, or cell memory at this time be released and resolved forever in the white light of the spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, with God's light surrounding and nurturing you for the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. In a moment, allow your vibration to slow down. I'm going to count from 10 to 1 and let your energies return to your body, feeling rejuvenated, your heart open, kind, loving, sending blessings to all humanity at this time of pain. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, beginning to move your fingers and toes, 5, 4, shrug your shoulders, 3, wiggle your toes, 2, and 1, and gently bring yourself back, eyes open, welcome back, feeling the energy, good, 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 welcome back. Okay, all right. Let me see you so that I know you're okay. Come on back, Dorothy, Susan, Barbara, Kat, Elizabeth, come on back. Good, Barney, okay, okay, good. Everybody okay? Interesting. Tell me if you had any surprises about your archetypes or the parts of you that you didn't expect. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah. Anybody fall asleep? No. All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you, Elaine? Elaine, are you okay? Just nod your head if you're back here. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
Good. Okay. Good. Good. Any comments, concerns, questions?
You're all. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Georgina. I really needed that.
Oh, good. So what
I did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I got a lot of people I knew, but one I'd forgotten when I was just a plain, simple farmer and I needed just pure simplicity, just being. It was beautiful.
Good, good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. All right. Any other comments or concerns right now?
Yeah. Georgina.
Yes.
I have a question. So my computer froze when you were counting us back. So I didn't hear the full countdown. Is that dangerous?
No, it's never dangerous because you're in charge.
Okay.
Are you feeling okay though?
Yeah, I feel a little dopey, but I feel okay.
Have some water. Okay.
Okay.
And just, you know, wiggle your toes. Are you wearing shoes?
No.
Okay, wiggle your toes, wiggle your toes. And I learned that from the guards outside of Buckingham Palace, funny enough. That's, I said to them, how do you stop yourself from fainting? You stand still for so long. They said, we wiggle our toes. So wiggle your toes, it brings you back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions or concerns? Okay. So I look forward to seeing you, if you wish, next Friday. We do a different one every Friday, as you know. All right. And if you have any questions, you can always, always email us. Or concerns. All right. Stay safe. Wear your mask. All right.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
And you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Georgina.
The cat loves it. Your cat loves this. Yeah, just loves it. Yeah, always comes for it. Okay, I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.